Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a creative project you completed recently. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about personal experiences and achievements. One common topic that frequently appears is describing a creative project you've recently completed. This article will provide you with valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in this particular speaking task. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the specifics, it's important to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a creative project. They want to assess your ability to speak fluently and coherently about a personal experience, use a range of vocabulary related to creativity and project management, demonstrate your ability to organize your thoughts and present them logically, show your capacity for reflection and self-evaluation. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1 of the IELTS speaking test, you may be asked some general questions about creativity and projects. Here are a few examples. Do you consider yourself a creative person? What kinds of creative activities do you enjoy? How important is creativity in your work or studies? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you consider yourself a creative person? Candidate, yes, I think I'm quite creative. I enjoy coming up with new ideas and trying different things. For example, I like to draw and paint in my free time. Candidate, I'd say I have a creative streak. While I might not be the next Picasso, I do relish opportunities to think outside the box and approach problems from unique angles. In my personal life, this manifests in my hobby of upcycling furniture, where I transform old pieces into something fresh and modern. At work, I often propose innovative solutions to challenges we face, which has been well received by my colleagues. Part 2. Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's an example related to describing a creative project. Describe a creative project you completed recently. You should say what the project was, why you decided to do it, how you completed it, and explain how you felt about the result. Here's a sample answer that could help you achieve a high band score. Band 6-7 answer. The creative project I completed recently was making a photo album for my parents' anniversary. I decided to do it because I wanted to give them something personal and meaningful. To complete it, I collected photos from family members and friends, then arranged them chronologically in a beautiful album. I also added some decorations and wrote short captions for each photo. I felt really happy with the result because my parents loved it and it brought back many good memories for our family. Band 8-9. Answer. The creative endeavor I recently undertook was crafting a bespoke piece of wall art for my living room. I was inspired to embark on this project after moving into a new apartment and feeling that the space lacked a personal touch. The concept I envisioned was a large-scale, abstract representation of my city's skyline using a mix of materials. To bring this vision to life, I first sketched out my ideas and experimented with different color palettes. I then sourced a variety of materials, including reclaimed wood for the base, copper wire to create the outlines of buildings, and small mosaic tiles to add texture and color. The process was quite intricate and time-consuming, involving careful planning, precise cutting, and meticulous assembly. What I found most fulfilling about this project was how it pushed me out of my comfort zone and challenged me to learn new skills. For instance, I had to teach myself basic woodworking and how to safely handle copper wire. The end result exceeded my expectations. Not only does the piece serve as a striking focal point in my living room, but it also sparks conversation among guests and gives me a sense of pride every time I look at it. This project reaffirmed my belief in the value of creative expression and has inspired me to take on more ambitious DIY projects in the future. Follow-up questions. How did this project impact your daily life? Would you recommend others to try similar creative projects? Band 6-7. Answer. This project impacted my daily life by making me more aware of my surroundings. Now I often think about how I can make things more beautiful or interesting. Yes, I would recommend others to try creative projects. It's a good way to express yourself and make something unique. Band 8-9 answer. This project had a profound impact on my daily routine. It ignited a newfound appreciation for the creative process, leading me to allocate time each day for brainstorming and sketching new ideas. Moreover, it's cultivated a more observant eye. I find myself constantly drawing inspiration from my environment, whether it's the play of light on buildings or the intricate patterns in nature. I wholeheartedly endorse embarking on creative projects. They offer a unique avenue for self-expression and can be incredibly cathartic. Furthermore, the sense of accomplishment upon completion is unparalleled. However, I would caveat this recommendation with the advice to start small and gradually build up to more complex projects. This approach helps build confidence and prevents overwhelm, ensuring the experience remains enjoyable throughout. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some examples. Examiner, how do you think creativity contributes to society? Band 6-7, answer. I think creativity is very important for society. It helps us solve problems in new ways and makes life more interesting. Creative people can make new inventions or create art that inspires others. Without creativity, our world would be quite boring. Band 8-9, answer. Creativity plays a pivotal role in societal development. At its core, creativity is about innovation and problem solving, which are essential for addressing the complex challenges we face in areas such as technology, healthcare, and environmental sustainability. Moreover, creative expressions in art, literature, and music enrich our cultural landscape, providing diverse perspectives and fostering empathy. In the economic sphere, creative industries contribute significantly to GDP in many countries, driving growth and creating job opportunities. Perhaps most importantly, creativity encourages critical thinking and challenges the status quo, which is vital for social progress and the evolution of ideas. Do you think the education system does enough to foster creativity in students? Band 6-7, answer. I don't think the education system does enough to encourage creativity. Many schools focus too much on memorizing facts and passing tests. They should give students more chances to be creative, like doing art projects or coming up with their own ideas for assignments. Band 8-9. Answer. While there have been strides in recognizing the importance of creativity in education, I believe there's still considerable room for improvement. Traditional education systems often prioritize standardized testing and rote learning, which can inadvertently stifle creative thinking. A more balanced approach would integrate creative problem solving across all subjects, not just in traditionally creative areas like art or music. Implementing project-based learning, where students tackle real-world problems, could foster innovation and out-of-the-box thinking. Additionally, encouraging interdisciplinary studies could help students make unique connections between different fields, a key aspect of creativity. It's crucial to create an environment where students feel safe to take risks and make mistakes, as these are integral parts of the creative process. Ultimately, nurturing creativity in education isn't just about producing artists or inventors, it's about equipping students with the skills to adapt and thrive in a rapidly changing world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these advanced vocabulary items and phrases. Embark on a project, phrasal verb, to start a new project. Example, I decided to embark on this creative project to challenge myself. Bespoke adjective, bespoke, custom made. Example, I created a bespoke piece of furniture for my new apartment. Push out of one's comfort zone, idiom, to do something that is challenging or unfamiliar. Example, this project really pushed me out of my comfort zone. Intricate, adjective, very complicated or detailed. Example, the intricate details of the project required a lot of patience. Cultivate, verb, cultivate, develop or acquire. Example, working on creative projects has helped me cultivate new skills. Examiner's advice. To score highly in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a creative project, be specific. Provide concrete details about your project rather than speaking in generalities. Use a range of tenses. Demonstrate your grammatical range by using past, present, and future tenses where appropriate. Show reflection. Don't just describe what you did, but also explain why you made certain choices and how you felt about the process and outcome. Use advanced vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated words and phrases naturally into your responses. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on this topic beforehand to ensure you can talk about it smoothly and confidently. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to expand on your ideas will all contribute to a higher score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on describing a time when you had to solve a problem creatively helpful. Additionally, if you're looking to enhance your skills through online learning, check out our guide on describing a recent online course that enhanced your skills. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.